When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's been a bit since we asked about Kulik. Is he any different or is it still the same?
Progressing, but no timeline with him.
Has he been able to skate at all or not really?
He might have just put his skates on for a random loop and sweatsuit, but nothing major.
Is that the kind of thing where there's no strenuous activity for him
at
all?
That's what it is, yeah. It's really just doctor-driven. Until he gets himself in a good place again.
I don't think there's a shot he can come back this year.
I wouldn't rule it out, but I can't say he's going to for sure. So I think it's just with medication and just see where it goes.
We've seen with Peyton what an aggressive presence he's become over the years. And I mean, we saw that play last night where he knocked out two guys. Just what does that illustrate to you? I mean, it was he didn't mean to do that, but I mean, it was an interesting play to create a scoring chance.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, he understands what he can bring with the, like, aggressive forecheck and getting on the body. And, you know, if you look at the goal, first goal we created was just getting it below the goal line, getting that first touch. I think it was Doan, but that's a big part of Peyton's game, a big part of a lot of our guys' game. And, you know, making the team go back 200 feet, I think he's done a good job getting into people, and he's done a good job trying to get in deep when the time's right.
What do you think that hit?
I liked it. I like any hit, though.
How does Peyton fit on a line with Tage and Josh? What is his role on the line?
Well, forecheck tenacity, another guy to take a face-off in the offensive zone when he gets on his strong side, which puts Thompson on his shooting side. And we've seen, you know, a couple wind draws that really lead to, you know, scoring opportunities. It also allows that little switch. I think you'll see at times, you'll see that Peyton is down low and that Tomer is back at right wing. You know, I think his tracking and his ability to play low, there's a good interchange there between the two of them, where it isn't always Tomer that's low defending.
Quinn has one goal, I think, in his last 18 games. What have you seen from him during this stretch?
Boy, I've seen a lot of chances. Seen a lot of missed opportunities. You know, if the chances had dried up, I'd be concerned. I think I'm surprised, really. You know, he's had great opportunities that haven't turned into goals. I think when they start coming, they'll come in more of a consistent fashion. I'd be concerned if he wasn't getting the opportunities, but he's still getting, you know, those couple good opportunities a game. Last year he had less opportunities and took advantage of that. So, just trying to be patient.
Are you seeing him kind of second guess on some looks? Because there was a couple of looks I saw last night where he just passed off instead of just letting it loose.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you can always talk about those opportunities where you think a guy should have shot. You know, they got to make that decision. I thought I can use late in the power play with about 13 seconds left where we had, you know, traffic on the backside. It was an opportunity to deliver and he hung on. You know, I look at a lot of those opportunities and a lot of times is he paying a price to stay around net front for the, you know, the dirtier goals, the rebound goals? Those are kind of the ones that get you going a lot of times. I think he can do a better job just being around the net a little bit more.
Colton Ellis, what has he done to get back into the lineup, back into game shape, and to prepare for what could be his first start in nearly a month when he does return?
Well, he's gotten healthy. you know, he's worked really hard, recovered from concussion, feels good, looks good out there, and he was playing well before, you know, before the incident happened, and we know what the schedule we got. We need two goaltenders.
Sean, you like earlier in the year, there were times where he had to wait his turn. You know, he didn't play for a bit, and then he got in the net and played well. So has he shown you that even though he's a young goaltender, he can handle that if he doesn't play for a bit?
You know, it seems like that, Paul. You know, I think it's always hard. I think you look at this stretch we're entering, you know, not to get ahead, but you got a lot of games coming up, so that we won't even be talking about whether he'll sit around. You know, and in the meantime, Lyon's progressing, and, you know, I'd anticipate within 7 to 10 days he may be ready too. So it's actually been a blessing that we've had, you know, we've had the third guy.